about several days, I asked everybody I could, did they lose a good German Shepherd? And there's a Mexican boy drove up, man, and he said he's looking for his dog.
Mm-hmm.
And that was him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, I told him, the dog just loved me, and I'd like to have him. And he said, well, we'll do this. I'll call him. His name was Spot. I'll call his name, and you know, we take time about to call him. So he called Spot, and you know, no, he wouldn't pay no attention to that. I said, Spot, come to me, and he said, you had him. And somebody poisoned him.
Oh.
They poisoned the mother, too.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, yeah, they poisoned him. Oh, I don't want to talk
about
that.
I've heard of
that. They poisoned him. See, he was, burglars, see, they've been burglarizing houses all around me.
Yeah.
And,
That's crazy.
It's one of the meanest tricks in the whole world, you know. Mm-hmm. Shoot them, it'd be better, but not to take no life. But, no, that's a horrible thing.
Oh, yeah.
I had some puppies they poisoned, and two of them come up to me, and they was telling me, you know, that they was going to die if something wasn't done. And about that time, one of them fell just on the sidewalk, hit his head, and just popped. He's as dead as he could be. And the other, and I grabbed him up, and I said, you're going to be all right. And I run the house, and I got all kinds of, this here old shortening and everything I can get out of the medicine chest. And I put it on, I poured it down him, held it with his mouth, and I just poured that down him, made him swallow it.
Uh-huh.
And he survived and got all right.
He did?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's neat.
Oh, and that dog loved me.
I'm sure he did.
I saved his life, and see, he looking up at me, oh, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
And then my eyes are just, and he's shaking all over, see. And, but that oven, he just collapsed in about a minute when he got home. They come running to the house.
Oh,
where they was.
So
they went to somebody. Well, see, I've got neighbors, and I don't know nothing about them. You can't tell what a neighbor will do.
Yeah.
And I'm not accusing any certain one, but they bound to went to their house and.
Oh, that's just really pathetic.
Because they were just half grown dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't growing.
Mm-hmm.
No, and I had to do something. And they was making that awful sound. Oh, it was the most dreadful sound you ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
It was taking on. It was hurting so bad. And this oven done died.
Yeah.
Just after he got to the house, and he's telling me he was dying, and the other, he was a little better off, and so I grabbed him, and
mm-hmm.
I said, you're going to be all right, let me doctor you, and I'll just talk to him like a person.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a dog the other day, one of my favorite young dogs, come up with his mouth, all the hair coming off here in sores,
oh.
And I think they throwed acid on him, I don't know what else, and.
Oh, dear.
So I've been doctoring him. I don't know how much medicine I put on him. And
yeah.
He got where he'd run away. He was so bad off. He wouldn't let you see him.
Oh, yeah.
It looked just like mushrooms and blood running out of his neck. And,
and so
I talked to him, you know, when I doctored him. I always tell him, I'm not going to hurt you. This is going to make you feel good. I said, let's get rid of that old stuff. Let's get that off of there.
Uh-huh.
So I bought two or three kinds of medicine and put on him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What'd you put on him?
Well, I can't pronounce it. It comes in, it costs $2.79 a little can about that tall, and it's got pressure on it, and it squirts out some,
uh-huh.
It's very powerful, and it's for that. And then I put some of that sulfadiazine, you know, for you bathe, and, you know, some medicine for dogs, and,
yeah.
And I put alcohol, and I put mixed up this here, red stuff comes in a bottle, what is it, you know, Pepto-Bismol. I put that in there, and I put the heat powder, and I stir it all up, and alcohol, and I take a paintbrush, and I just brush him real good with it.
Uh-huh, and that...
I make my own conglomeration.
Yeah, you sure do. It works.
Yeah, so far, he's looking, and now he's got where he'd come to me and jump up on me, and he's almost well, and I hope he gets over it. He loves everybody, and you can stop your car, and he'll come to your car, and he never saw a stranger, and I think that's, and there's two cars come down at my house while I was gone, because I keep my chain across there, just
mm-hmm.
hooked. Well, it's been wet. Well, there's where the tracks was.
Mm-hmm.
Twice they'd been down there, and so I imagine they're afraid to get out to rob my house, because they robbed my neighbor's house right close to me.
Oh, is that right? Just recently?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.